Today is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and the epistle is taken from the Old Testament book of Proverbs, chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not as yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth. He had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When with a certain law and compass he enclosed the depths, when he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters, when he compassed the sea with his bounds and set a law to the waters that they should not pass their limits. When he balanced the foundations of the earth, I was with him, forming all things, and was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world. And my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the posts of my door. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Those are the words of today's Holy Gospel. He who shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. These words are taken from today's epistle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the greatest popes in the history of the Church was Pope Pius IX. He was pope from 1846 to 1878. He thus reigned for 32 years, which was the longest reign of a pope in the history of the Church. And during his long pontificate, he witnessed, on the one hand, the widespread destruction of the Church in Europe, while on the other hand, he beheld the widespread prosperity of the Church here in the United States. In the year 1875, he solemnly consecrated the world to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But the greatest act of his pontificate was in 1854, when in the presence of 200 bishops, he infallibly proclaimed the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary to be a dogma of the faith. That is to say, he declared the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady to be a teaching divinely revealed by God and infallibly taught by the Church. He decreed that the Most Holy Virgin Mary was, in the first moment of her conception, by a unique gift of graces and privilege of Almighty God, in view of the merits of Jesus Christ, preserved free from all stain of original sin. In other words, she was conceived by Saint Anne, her mother, without having any spot or stain of sin upon her soul, and hence without original sin. Thus, when we pray the words full of grace in the Hail Mary, we acknowledge that Our Lady was conceived without sin and was at every moment of her existence in the fullness of grace. And so, since Our Lady is full of grace, she is more pleasing in the eyes of God than any other human being. And therefore, she is more powerful with Him. So great is Mary's merit in the eyes of God that, according to St. Bonaventure, her prayers are infallibly heard. He wrote, "The merit of Mary is so great before God that her petition cannot be rejected." The reason why the prayers of the Blessed Mother are so powerful is because, as one author puts it, the petition of the Mother of God partakes the nature of a command. And therefore, it is impossible that she should not be heard. We sometimes pray to the saints for special favors, but the prayers of the saints are the prayers of servants, whereas the prayers of Mary are the prayers of a mother. And in a certain manner, they are regarded as commands by her Son, who loves her so tenderly. We see in the epistle for today's Mass how those who shall find Our Lady shall find life and shall have salvation from the Lord. In other words, those who have recourse to her and place their confidence in her power and her ability to help us will find her divine Son, who is life. And if they find her Son, they will find eternal life. Our Lady has a tender and compassionate heart. No matter how miserable a creature we become or how desperate our situation may be, Our Lady always shows mercy to those who truly seek her help, even to those who have not even asked for her help. Before she has even petitioned, she is ready to help. For example, at the wedding feast of Cana, when the wine ran out, she entreated her Son to work a miracle without being asked. And we see in this miracle at Cana our Lord's devotion to His mother. We also ought to have a great respect and a filial devotion to His mother. So we ought to pray that through her intercession, we may receive the grace to lead good Catholic lives. And as a good mother, she will entreat her Son for you, especially if you petition her through the most excellent of all prayers, her rosary. Therefore, my dear faithful, turn to Our Lady. Turn to the Blessed Mother to help you in all situations, to overcome evils, to practice virtue. In time of temptation or when having trouble avoiding the occasions of sin, have recourse to her. Her divine Son has put at her disposal all His power. He has given it to her and her to us as our special protectress and intercessor. And she will lead us to Him. She is the surest and most certain path to Christ, for she loves Him with all her being. Through her, He came to us, and through her, we must go to Him. Through her, Jesus Christ will reign in the world and in our hearts. Let us in all things have recourse to her. For if we do, we most certainly will save our souls. And those who find Our Lady and place their confidence in her power as the Mother of God, will find her Son and everlasting life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.